your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We saw it in the van, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It just pissed me.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
man. But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
What up, ham sandwich?
Everybody 45.
I had to make sure the levels were copacetic.
Copacetic.
Heard a little crackling. But we back. You might good?
Good all day.
You know what I'm saying?
And my man Neil, what's up?
I gave you a little boostage. Welcome back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Love having y'all here. Only for the daring, not for the boring. You know how we do. You know how we gets down. Keep it trail feel, holy feel. Keep that joint one, honey. You know what I'm saying? No jaw work. No throat work. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get into a little bit of...
Dun, da, 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 ham news!
You got that ham news,
Asia? Yeah. We were talking about the tsunami and the earthquake that happened in Japan.
Right.
I was reading something and it was saying that when bodies are washing ashore.
Wow.
And they said altogether they're estimated of 10,000 people were killed so far. And they said bodies are continuing to wash up on shore.
That's
hard. In Japan, where they are in Miyagi, those people believe in cremation. That's their preference, cremation. And they have but they have run a crematorium in Miyagi, and they only can cremate 18 bodies per day.
What?
But they said that they have thousands and thousands of bodies waiting to be cremated, so they're asking other places nearby to come in and take some of the bodies so they can cremate them. Isn't that crazy?
And I'm reading the USA Today. The headline says, and Cookie knows more about this, but you know what I'm saying? If he talked about it, because he works in a plant, so if he talked about it, you know what I'm saying, he might get kidnapped in the middle of sleep by dudes all dressed in black. You know what I'm saying? Thrown into a black windowless van. But the headline says, fuel rods in Japan likely melting. Fuel rods in Japan not could melt. Not we'll wait a couple of days and see what's going to happen. Fuel rods in Japan likely melting.
Which means they already started melting.
And
they're trying to stop it.
And in one word, what does that mean, Cooks? Without getting yourself kidnapped. What does that mean?
Japan and any other countries around there will be in trouble. It could be It could be another Chernobyl.
Are you serious?
Chernobyl, yeah.
Another Ginobili.
Yeah.
Chernobyl. That's embarrassing.
I got some more news.
Okay, yeah, all right. Did y'all hear about the bus accident in New York coming from Connecticut? The bus was coming from Connecticut, a casino in Connecticut, and the bus... It says 15 people were killed after a tractor trailer was set to hit the tour bus coming from Connecticut. The passengers were returning from Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut and were heading to Chinatown, Manhattan, where the accident occurred. The seriousness of the crash was due to the fact that the pole in which the vehicle crashed sliced lengthwise through the bus, tearing off the roof. Now, the bus driver said that a tractor trailer almost swerved into him, so he swerved not to hit the tractor trailer, but the passenger said that the bus driver was falling asleep.
I believe the passenger.
So when they tracked down the tractor trailer driver a couple of hours later, he was saying there's no way he almost swerved into the bus. But the passenger said when they got on the bus driver was asleep. And they said he swerved a couple of times before the truck, the trailer even came near the bus.
And this in New York?
This is in New York.
Yeah, he was sleeping.
He was sleeping.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's trying to get in them recession hours. He's trying to make up. Probably late out with the boys playing cards. You know what I'm saying? Got 4 hours of sleep. And then gonna catch a couple of naps.
And dozed off on the road and killed 15 people.
That's a shame.
That is a shame.
Crying shame.
That is a shame. Last but not least, Snoop from The Wire says she is not guilty.
Now talk about that. Snoop got...
She was arrested in a drug raid. Over 30 people were...
Arrested.
Were arrested.
In Baltimore.
Right.
And she was one of those.
And she was one of them.
But she said she's not guilty.
She said she's not guilty. She ain't had nothing to do with it.
What she was doing there.
Yeah, what she doing?
Those are people. Those are people. But
People sell rocks.
The creator of the Wire, he's saying how professional she was, how he didn't think she had anything to do with it, and how tough her life was. You know, she served 6 years in jail for murder.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, The Wire was almost like a she was playing her real life on that jump.
Basically.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
she said she didn't do it. She was just hanging out with the wrong people at the wrong time.
And my thing, if you played on The Wire, that means you made some money.
She made a lot of money,
but she made a good amount of money.
Right.
What you doing hanging out with people that sell rocks?
Exactly. You need to go sit down. Sometimes you just got to find yourself some new friends. I'm sorry.
That's it.
You can't hang out with the same people you used to hang out with.
If you're on a TV show, you know what I'm saying? You should not be hanging out with dudes that sell rocks.
That's
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You play basketball, you should not be hanging out with dudes that sell rocks. Football.
You should not be hanging out with dudes that sell rocks or fight dogs.
That's right.
Exactly.
Sit down somewhere.
He's embarrassing.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? So is that pretty much
it?
That concludes this edition of Da-da-da-da. Ham News. And that's what it is. It's the Ham Sandwich Show. www.thehamsandwichshow.com. We are on TV as well. Hamshow.tv. You can always call in 757-325-9493 is the call in number. And if you want to submit your music at hamshow.tv, make sure it's hot or I can guarantee it won't get played.
Yeah, it will not.
You know what I'm saying?
Played.
I can promise you that. I can't promise you that it will get played.
But I can tell you what is not going to happen.
I can tell you exactly what's not going to happen. Sean Cook It True.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
a shadow of a doubt. I would never doubt that with Christ in my life, I win. Always on the move, always on the go. Always gonna keep him on the high, never on the low. So don't be surprised when I come and show his character in my lifestyle and when I flow. Yeah, your boy grind like bad breaks. Hoping I can get a message across to slow up the crime rates. I put my faith in action, cause good ain't no time wait. For no man, but with Jesus, I'm straight.
They wanna see us fall. We gon' set it out.
The one, the ham sandwich show. Y'all know what it is.
That's up.
Sheen Slaughter.
That joint hot.
Charlie Sheen Slaughter. And
not Charlie Sheen.
True.
No Charlie Sheen.
And that kid on that kid over there.
Hey. That little boy.
Cook dog.
Hey. Can y'all hear me?
Sound like you got a cold.
Y'all hear me?
Nah, man. He sound like Roscoe from
exactly.
Martin.
From Barton. Hey, yo.
I don't have my baby, G.
I
have my baby.
I don't know if y'all been checking it out, but MTV2, PL Suites, winning. Charlie Sheen, winning. I got to get that sample. MTV2 has been showing the Martin Marathon.
Hilarious.
Oh.
Hilarious.
My. The joint with Tommy Davidson.
Yeah.
Did you miss me?
Is.
We got yams. Y'all got yams?
Hilarious. Hey, yo, I got to sample that and make that a part of the ham joint.
Yes.
When he's singing to the kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did
on the radio
mean,
show.
Yeah, did you mean yams?
That joy is, oh, that joy got goodness. Me weak.
It's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, the funniest Martin is when he played that karate guy. And,
oh,
that,
yeah.
And that black, and he was doing all the moves of that black guy had a what's up.
That
joint is the funniest one, yo.
Hey, let me tell you something, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Martin is just as a big and long-lasting show as Seinfeld. Yeah.
Yes.
And it, Friends.
Yes.
You need to put Martin. Martin, to me, is on the same, because Friends and Seinfeld, them shows been over for a minute, and they rewind them forever.
Yeah.
And I love Seinfeld. I don't really mess with Friends like that. I love Seinfeld. Martin is just as good, is just as funny as Seinfeld.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? From when it first came out. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about, you be rolling. No matter how many times you've seen the episode, you be dying.
Crying. Dude is a comedy genius.
Yes, he is.
You know what I'm saying? He might be missing a couple of marbles, but he's a genius. Today, we're talking about family.
Talk about your mama and them.
You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about family. Me and True was talking about some things concerning our family. Me and Cookie was talking about some things concerning his family. You know what I'm saying? The key word here is embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? That's the key word that goes through the whole thread.
Yes.
It's embarrassing. And actually, what's crazy is I wrote this topic down. Thank you. Because I be getting. The key word is, or the key theme is dealing with family members and how sometimes it's easier to be family with people who aren't family.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I got friends like Cook and other friends who, you know, other small select friends who, you know, I can talk to them about issues. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's because we don't know each other's whole past. We ain't grown with each other, but, you know, I can talk to them about different things, difficult things, things happening in my life, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? And I can get somewhat of an objective ear, you know what I'm saying, to what I got to say. And hopefully I can be that objective ear as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That person, they can throw something off. I give my opinion, but you take it and run, do what you want to do with it.
Right.
And ain't no hard feelings.
None.
You listen, cool. You don't listen, whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, you know, you go to events, functions. You know what I'm saying? I can always go to a function that Cook's Church is having.
Right.
Food. You know what I'm saying? Fellowship.
It ain't going to be no prophesied.
You know what I'm saying?
Party.
offering time.
Ain't nobody gonna lay hands.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? You might get a couple of groupies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might get some groupie love.
Yeah, come on.
You know what I'm saying? but it's not bad. You know what I'm saying? It's not bad. It's fun. And you know what I'm saying? And so it's all good.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then even sometimes it's like, even when I have functions and you know, you want to invite people over for like a function, like you know, a birthday or something like that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It always seems easier, and maybe it's just me, but it always seems easier to invite over certain people than, and we're not gonna say all family, we're not gonna put all family in the box. We're really talking about certain family members.
Right. It's always that couple,
right,
that one, two, or three.
Right.
Ish.
You know what I'm saying? The ones that suck.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's why we call the show Getting Along with Family Members That Suck. You know what I'm saying? Because it is very difficult to get along with them. And so, you know, have you guys experienced that?
What?
You know what I'm saying? Family members, brothers, sisters, cousins, nephews, aunts, uncles, nieces, grandfathers.
It be like sometimes, you know, especially it be like the ones you grow up with.
Yeah.
The ones you expect yourself to be close with when you grow up. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe the one you father's from.
Right, because you grow apart and then you do your own thing, they do their own thing. And for some reason, if their thing don't work out, they mad at you.
Yeah.
For you doing your thing.
Because they doing bad.
Right, because they doing bad. I guess they expected you to be on their level.
Right.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, though.
But then they love to start calling you white. You think you all that. Think you better than somebody.
Hold on, let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Because, you know what I'm saying, for all our white listeners, you know what I'm saying, we're about to give you a little insight into the black family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bill Cosby would love this conversation right now.
Yeah.
Black people is going to hate it.
Yes.
Because they're going to say we're airing our dirty laundry.
But you know what? It's the truth.
It's the truth. For all our white listeners, this is what happens. Whenever black people begin to do good, you know what I'm saying, successful, education, good job, benefits, nice house, you know what I'm saying? Kid taken care of. You know, actually, their life actually has order. They don't got a whole bunch of drama going on every single week.
Right.
They ain't calling you for money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They got a little decent A and B car. It's clean. You know what I'm saying? It's you know, a couple of models back. You know what I'm saying?
But it's theirs.
But it's theirs. You know what I'm saying? May not be a 90s baby, but you know.
It's okay.
You know what I'm saying? We still in the decade. You know what I mean?
90-ish.
90-ish. You know, it's 2000-ish. Every time they see you, what they call come up, all of a sudden, you acting white.
Yeah.
Education, acting white. Good job, acting white.
Now, you ain't no baby mama. You acting white.
No baby mama. Oh, you got married.
Oh, you white.
Oh, you definitely white.
You ain't down no more.
You got kids. You know what I'm saying? Your three-year-old don't know how to do the Dougie. Oh, you white as fire.
The three-year-old don't know who Nicki Minaj is. You mad white.
Don't know who Nicki Minaj is. You know what I'm saying?
You bleached white.
And so, it's... Look at this. I just love these texts. But anyway, so you get called white because of you're successful.
Right.
Now, if my kid was... If my kid was singing, you know, the Nicki Minaj song... You know what I'm saying?
Hunching up, dancing.
Hunching up.
Don't know ABCs.
Don't know the ABCs, know every song.
But no Lil Wayne joint.
Every dance, no Lil Wayne, no 6 foot, 7 foot.
Then you down.
Now all of a sudden you down. You know what I'm saying? You live in the projects, you know what I'm saying? Or a facsimile. You know what I'm saying? Either you live in the projects or you live in the hood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Projects equals buildings. Hoods equals broke down houses.
That's exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you live in either one of those, you straight.
Yeah, you down. You good.
You know what I'm saying? Or if you call complaining. You know what I'm saying? But if you never call them and don't complain.
Right.
Somehow. Okay, think about this. These particular family members, if you don't call them and complain about your situation,
mm-hmm.
they're upset at you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you call them and told them how bad your life was going, they'd probably be cool with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'd be good with you. Invite you to their house and all that.
All day.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as you're doing good, you are not welcome.
All that. You know what I'm saying? These are the same family members that love you dearly one minute.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And they'll
curse you.
Curse you out, your kids out, and the baby that's in your stomach. Curse them out, too.
Without even a name. You know what I'm saying? He just make a name up to curse about.
Curse the crap out of you.
You know what I'm saying? These are also the same family members. Now, sometimes they're all not nasty. Sometimes they just sorry.
Right.
They just, sometimes they slow. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they naggy. I mean, we just got certain family members. This is one dude, and he's not necessarily part of my family, but I can see how if he was, you know what I'm saying, he would get on people's nerves. And I'm not going to say his name. You're going to know what I'm talking about. That's what I say it. This dude, 50-something years old, got a wife, mixed couple. You know what I'm saying? And they friends of my mother and father. Ah, man. And this dude, I like him, man. He is funny. You know what I'm saying? But he's funny because I ain't got to deal with him.
Right.
But if he was in his family, no job.
Laying up on a couch, eating Cheetos.
I'll be the first to crack jokes.
Exactly.
Cracking jokes.
It's nothing funny.
Cracking jokes 24/7. It's like, dog, you 50-something. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no J.O. And you laying up on the couch scratching.
Well, your wife out working hard.
Itchy and scratchy.
What's funny?
There's nothing funny, dog.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Just stay cracking jokes, laughing. Hey, guess what?
Sound like a
butthead.
You know what I'm saying? Sound like a thirsty dog.
All spastic. You know what I'm saying?
Sit down.
Like your
good
ADD.
Job.
Down. Sit down somewhere.
You know what I mean? And so, anyway, this is what we're talking about, man. We're talking about crazy family members. And how do we deal with these people? Well, when we come back, there are different types of family members. And we're going to go through them.
My fourth trip around, working with a knock, knocking on your door with a pound. I beseech you and greet you folks, musical sweet tooth for sound, who want more by the pound. As my soul makes rounds, selling bars, near and from afar, dispatched to all shores and small towns. This what I'm best at, selling my craft. The work of my hands is blessed, raps poured from my mouth. In my private life, living for Christ, living it right. When I die, I'm looking forward to the crown. In the meantime, spitting some nice lyrical rhymes. For a while, I was ignored and underground. Now I'm known by the crowd, an artist different from the normal sound. I've grown by the hour. My songs sound like the name of my songs. Pronoun, person, place, or thing, and end the song with a producing music at an excellent standard. Raise the bar, spend the money it takes. I'm never looking for a handout. Willingly invest my money to hands of those I know are pros. That's why my music stand out. I never try to get by and do an album for cheap, although it might not fly. Since all my albums I preach, cats might not feel what I speak, but I'd rather put out one song with good production than an album that's weak. It's time to raise the bar with high aspirations. My passion is great to rep God and high quality classification, son. And praise the God who gave me talents to make it. And by the way, let me stand on this stage and be gracious. That's why worshiping any artist is baseless. Why not focus on the greatness of the God who creates it? But remember, it's still music that we're dealing with. Ministry or not, if the quality's bad, ears won't be feeling it. Hearing it, I was given a gift to rhyme by my maker. I gave it back to him, that's why my music's never played out. Nothing like beautiful music creations, inspired by the spirit of truth that never ever fades out. No, persecuted for being blunt since I came out. Jesus was up front, I'm about to take the same route. Loud and shout his name out. Jesus, sweeter than ice cream cones. And from the same mouth, cold will put your flames out. It's like a white truck of visual pictures. Different flavors of bars. They hear me singing from a mile away. Point to Christ's love, revealing the scriptures in a lyrical system. Hope y'all feeling what I got to say. I'm alien with a different diction. Listen close, I was on a diet from ice cream, but not today. Hey, and I'm not to play with. I'm serious about delivering my bars. When the kids come out to play, mix the sugar and the cream, add cookies to the scene, prepare the canvas for the hooks that I sing, and stand on the word of God and complete trust for bookings that I need to share my music with my peeps, and hit the streets to serve hoodies in the beat, and let the spirit lead me, give the streets some CDs, and he's back in my truck and turn the key, and seize the next moment, write some more words to sheet, words to street.
Culture Radio.
Y'all know what it is. Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Cook and True. We are backed. Backed. Wow. We're back, and we're talking about difficult family members. Family members that suck. You know, how do you deal with these people? You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, my wife, you know what I'm saying, she already knows how I feel. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna front this, you know what I'm saying? This may not be, you know, the best way to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to love and all that type stuff. But if you're a family member and you get on my nerves, I don't deals with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now my wife is a family person, and I'm learning a lot from her. You know what I'm saying? Because the way I was raised, you know what I'm saying? And I learned this from being down south. I've learned this a little bit from Cook's family. But the way that I was raised, I've learned that down south, there's more of a family type deal. Family functions, family barbecues. And even though everything might not get along, they still do it together as family.
Right.
I was raised in a very independent household. Extremely. Everybody do for self. You know what I'm saying?
Self, what you want to do.
You know what I'm saying? Do whatever. You know what I mean? I remember times we have Christmas, and my father give us all, like, you know what I'm saying, like $100.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Be like, Merry Christmas. I'm going to the back of the room. You know
what I'm saying? I need a ride to the mall.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, me and my mom and my sisters would go to the movies, or sometimes we all would go to the movies. Like, you know what I'm saying? But there was no traditions.
Right.
To be honest, it really wasn't until my kids are born, their grandkids are born, to all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people say this, but my mother and father changed. To all of a sudden, they wanted to do family things, have family gatherings and
others.
Vacation and togetherness and
family
and oneness. Now, by that time, I'm a grown butt man.
Right.
Funky.
Grown sweaty.
Man. Sweaty grown man. And so I was used to my individualism. I wasn't used to this whole family thing. Not saying that we never did family things, but they just weren't that important. They were almost like a chore. And so now it's come to the point with me. Like I said, I'm not saying that it's right. But what I am saying is that.
What I am saying.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't like dealing with you, I don't deal with you. Because real talk, I want peace in my life.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And not saying I don't want. No, I understand that bad things are going to happen. But if bad things are going to happen, let them happen between me, my wife, and my kids.
Nobody else.
You know what I'm saying? If I got to pay for something, if I break something, if something's wrong, you know what I'm saying? Let me pay for me, my wife,
right,
and my kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We run out of gas. You know what I'm saying? Or the lights is out.
Let me do it on my turn.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody gets sick.
My turn.
You know what I'm saying? Me and mines. Now,
don't get me started, dog.
There's a difference. Now, mind, there's a difference in family members who need help but are not needy.
Right.
Right. Hands don't look like cups.
Hands are like offering baskets.
Yeah. Folgers cups.
Because they're family members that have needs, and if I can, once my family's needs are met, I will try to help and meet that need.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then there's certain family members that you think you're helping somebody and all you're doing is enabling them.
Right.
Because 6 months down the road, they're going to come and ask you for another $250.
Right. Instead of giving them fish, teach them how to fish.
Right. And then another
$250.
You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between the needy. And the needy ones is who I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, everybody ain't built the same.
Right.
But let's go through, you know what I'm saying? Let's go through the list. You know what I'm saying? Of members. You know what I'm saying? What's that first one?
The know-it-all.
The know-it-all fan.
Yeah, you know, because she know, and he or she knows everything. It don't matter what you talk about, what topic you bring up. Oh, they know it. They know somebody that know it.
Know something
about
it.
They've been through it. Yeah, they got some type of information on that subject. Be like, yo, yeah, I'm trying to go to space. Word, last year, I got offered to go to space. Stop lying.
Exactly.
They know everything about everything.
I know it.
And they didn't graduate high school.
You know what I'm saying? You're talking about, yo, did you hear about that homeboy? Oh man, yeah, dog. Shut up, dog.
These are people. I'm gonna tell you who these are. These are people that are not necessarily smart, but they want to fit into the conversation.
Right. They just want to have something to say.
They hate to be left out.
And they don't think before they speak. They just blurt out.
They hate to be left
anything.
Out.
Right. They hate to be left out. You know what I'm saying? So there's a couple. And I know a maybe not family wise. Do I know it? I don't know anything family wise, but I know some people. You know what I'm saying? Who was like, if you say something, you know what I'm saying?
They try to one up.
I had one in the studio about 3 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? Him and his man's in them. And if you say something,
you can't say nothing.
It's almost okay. It's almost like if I'm in the studio, right? And I know what I'm doing, but you're a rookie. Why are you trying to give advice?
I know it.
Sit back and listen.
So it's like,
learn something.
Right. So it's like, hey, yo, the hook. I'm like, you know what I think is? I think the hook should be more of a pop type feel because of, yeah, because like, you know what I'm saying? Like that joint I heard, it should be more like pop. That's what I just said. You know what I'm saying? You don't got a cosign.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Know it all. They're cosigners.
All day.
They're consummate cosigners throwing the information that you just said.
Right. Like they add something new.
Like they add something new.
That's
you ain't adding Nathaniel.
You just rearranging sentences.
That's all you did.
Embarrassing. The next kind of person that you have is the family snob.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Now the family snob, I don't think I got this in my family either. Or maybe I do. I don't know. But the family snob.
Or it could be a pretend snob. Because you know some people they pretend like they snob, they ain't got nothing.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The family snob is that person that's always doing the big.
Right. No matter what, they doing the big.
Every time
they got $3 in their account and they doing the big.
They doing it big.
Every time you talk to them, you know what I'm saying? They doing it big. They always try to throw, you know, I do gotta go like,
yeah, I just got the phone with Diddy. Sit down.
You know what? I should have called this not the family slob. I should have called this the doing it big person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got a big concert. They just talked to so-and-so. He said he going, you know what I'm saying? He said he liked their music. You know what I'm saying? He about to put them on. You know what I'm saying? Or, yeah, you know what I mean? My boss just called me up. I only been working there 6 months. But they said they're going to give me a management position over the whole peninsula.
I was making $40,000. I'm about to be making 80 G's in 3 months.
Exactly.
Yo, I said I got more money than Oprah.
I got
Yo, I said Oprah $2 billion. I'm $27 billion.
Come on.
Come on.
That's a super inside joke.
I would never know.
That's a super inside joke. You know what I'm saying? The next one is the arguer. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're going to have a couple of these. I might be one of them. You know what I'm saying? I do like a good debate. You know what I'm saying? One reason I got my own radio show is because I like to talk and I like to debate.
That is the truth. A lot. You like to debate a lot.
I like to debate. But you know what? I think I got good points. You know what I'm saying? I might be the know-it-all.
Yeah, I think you're the know-it-all in the family.
But I actually do know something.
You know a little something, but you don't know.
I know a lot of something.
But you think you know 99% of stuff and you don't.
I do. I do.
Yeah, you know, what I'm saying? You know nine.
But I temper it. I temper it though.
Look at T. P said true. So true. Thanks, P. Thanks for having my back, P.
I temper it. You know what I'm saying? But at least I know my issues. You know what I'm saying? At least I know I can get help. You know what I'm saying? I come from a family of arguers.
Yeah, debaters. The great debaters.
You know what I'm saying?
The great debaters.
They debate. And the problem with them, you know what I'm saying, is that some of them hardly got a breath of education. Some just fell over a high school diploma.
They just tripped and fell in the high school diploma.
You know what I'm saying? And it's hard debating with somebody that's ignorant.
I'm telling you.
It's exhausting.
They're going to stick to their argument no matter how dumb it sounds.
Yeah.
It make me, it's tiring.
You can say the sky is blue. They're going to argue down that it's green.
You know what I'm saying?
You just let them argue. Say, all right, dog.
All right, Joe.
All right, man. Oh, just be silent.
You right. You're right, yo.
Nah, son, because the reason—
I just said you're right.
The reason I don't want to work at Hardee's, even though I ain't got no job, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do this music. If I do my full time, you know what I'm saying? If I get a full time at Hardee's, they offer me the job. But what if something jump off tomorrow?
Then what? Then I'm gonna look
then
like
what?
A quitter.
Yeah, but you've been doing music for 8 years.
And you got 5 kids.
You know what I'm saying? You got 5 kids. You got 5 albums. They all went double copper. You know what I'm saying?
Double paper.
Those joints were all double cardboard.
You know what I'm saying? But you just never know. You know what I'm saying? Diddy dropped out. All right, dog. All right, yeah, you Diddy.
You are not Diddy and far from him.
You Diddy, dog.
Diddy dropped out of college, which means he went to high school and graduated.
Yeah.
Because they might be listening.
Yo, he read my mind.
Because they might be logging. The next kind of person you got, the fourth type of sucky family member you got, is the strange one. All right? Now, the strange one, everybody got a strange one. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got that one person that's just, they different. You know what I'm saying? They do their own thing.
Terrible.
They think their own thing. You know what I'm saying? They just in.
Yeah, they just in third space somewhere.
They just strange. You know what I'm saying? They just
and they always talk. They want to talk about science and mathematics.
Science, mathematics, or
they talk about how the white paper is on black. It's black letters on white paper.
Right, water. You know, like just top, like, you know what I'm saying, like carpet.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, you know the fibers in this carpet are made from slaughtered sheep. Be like, dog, we just talking about the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? What is you talking about?
Word, we talking about Kobe and them. You talking about the fibers in the carpet.
We talking about Kobe and them.
You know what? Go on out and lock my door behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
They just strange.
Lock my door.
Sometimes they strange because they did too much drugs.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
They be out in space, dog.
Sometimes,
who that? Man, that's my cousin Jimmy, man. So, what's wrong with him?
Yo, man, he just... You know what I'm saying? That Heron.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He said, what's up, Jimmy?
What's up, Jenny?
I'm good. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm good. How are you?
Are those yams yet done? Are those yams yet done?
No, the yams are not yet done.
What?
You putting sugar on those?
Oh, my goodness, yo. You know what I'm saying? The next person is a spoiled brat. This is usually...
A single
or the youngest.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only child.
He's usually the only child.
Or he the youngest.
Or if the youngest is the baby. Or.
And normally baby is probably 20 years younger than.
Everybody else.
The siblings.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it don't have to be. You know what I'm saying? But the spoiled brat is the one that. You know what I'm saying?
You just want to be defied.
Be defied. They get all the concession. They can't do nothing wrong.
Exactly. They perfect.
You know what I'm saying? They perfect. They messed up. Yeah. Credit bad. Car bad. They get their notes taken care of.
They get bailed out every time.
They get dug out every time.
They don't even know how to live life.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't know what pain feels like because they didn't got bailed out of every single thing. Never been backed into a corner.
All day. And the last type of sucky family member, and I know we're missing a couple. Yeah, if y'all want
to. Yeah, type something on a
or go to Facebook site. And type in some sucky family members that we missed out. But the last one is a sponge.
That's my whole.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of my family.
What do you mean by the sponge? In what way?
Oh, no, not the sponge. Okay, I'm thinking of something else. Oh.
Well, the sponge is kind of like the sponge is really the needy person.
That's what I was thinking. I was also thinking.
They always lingering around.
The sponge, where everybody always begging that person, but.
No, yeah, the sponge the is the person. One that soak up anything and you got.
Look, it could be us three talking.
It'd be a piece of spit dribbling
over
your mouth.
They is way over there. Hey, yo, man, we going out to eat. They heard that jump from way over there.
They were? Where we going?
Where we going? Where we going?
Oh, my goodness,
I didn't even ask you over there.
I was wasn't even talking to
I
you.
I got clap on that. Hey, yo, yo, you about to go out there. Oh, where are y'all going? Ain't got no money.
Yeah.
Ain't got a dime or two pennies
to
rub
together.
Hey,
yo, who I'm
riding with? Hey, yo, y'all got to be. That's what's up. Yo, where y'all want to go? Applebee's?
Ain't helping no gas money.
They, look, they ain't driving. They riding passenger.
And they ain't paying.
And y'all ain't even decide where y'all going. He throwing our names.
He throwing names out.
Yes, Red sir.
Lobster.
He throwing joints on them in Virginia Beach.
And yes, sir.
Ain't naming that one buffet.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all know one spot in VA Beach. Yo, that joint.
Dog,
you not driving.
Somebody took me there last week.
You know what I'm saying?
And
it
sponged on somebody else last week.
And I ain't even asked you to go.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't even asked you to go.
For sure.
We might drop you off on the way there.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, we just want to ride to the crib.
You know Fro wanted to say they be ear hustling.
Yeah, hey, yo, that's that one person, the family.
Yes, sir.
Where it's like, if you're going to make plans, you got to wait till you go to the bathroom.
Yes,
exactly.
Sir.
Y'all speaking Morse code.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all texting.
Oh, we texting. Like, hey, yo, dog, you want to go to Applebee's at like 5? It's like 3:30.
Yeah.
So you're giving like a window of time.
That's right.
So at 4 o'clock, y'all like.
You start stretching.
You're like, yo, I'm about to bounce, y'all.
Tired, word.
Hey, yo, come on.
Late.
Hey, yo, come on, Pete. You know what I'm saying? Because you know he doing something.
Right, right.
He playing somebody PlayStation, drinking somebody drink.
For
exactly.
Sure.
Eating somebody chips. Sitting on somebody's chair.
Sitting on somebody's chair.
Got somebody jacket on.
You know what I'm saying? In the back, shooting somebody's hoop.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Pete, let's go. Hey, yo, hold on a second. I got a point game.
I'm coming.
Yeah. I got a point game.
It's point game. I ain't got this at home.
And then the bad part about it, you got to lie to the man.
You got lots of bad. You in the car. Yo, what you about to do?
I'm tired.
I'm about to do nothing.
I'm about to go to sleep. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm about to go to bed.
About to say, hey, yo, if you do something, yo, holler
at me. Let me know. I'm in the hop to
holler
the crib. At me. I'm in my mother's basement.
That
I ain't doing nothing.
Is the truth.
And you drop him off, and he walked down that same dusty little sidewalk.
Yes, sir.
To that same dusty side door.
And your ties be like, scream.
And then he blowing your phone up.
Blowing your phone up.
You just left. You at the light. And he calling you.
You know what I'm saying? And he's single.
What is it?
And he's single.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Charlene just called me. You won't guess what she just said. I just left you like 10 minutes ago. Get a life.
And yo, my mom cooks some spaghetti.
But guess what, though? You'll be at the crib.
Right.
And he just pop up.
Johnny.
Talking about he was in the neighborhood.
I call those Johnny pop-ups. You know what I'm saying?
He's talking about he was in the neighborhood. He lived an hour away talking about he was in the neighborhood.
And then don't want to go home.
And don't, yo.
He was sitting in your living room. You look.
He would put a hole in your couch.
Look, you doing this right here. Damn, I'm tired, dog.
Son, the game was over like an hour and a half ago.
For sure.
Your wife is cleaning up.
Sweeping around his feet.
Sweeping around the feet.
Yeah.
Shutting lights off.
Yes, sir.
Rocking the kids to bed.
And you ought to get her nothing.
And this dude is deep in the couch. You know what I'm saying? You know something? You sit on the edge of the couch like you about to bounce. This dude butt is deep in the couch butt.
Hey, he got his back arched on your chair.
Hey, look.
Pillows folded over.
And it just so happened that.
Got his shoes off.
Hey, look.
What's that smell?
Hey, look. It just so happened that night. Your wife said, yo, I'm going to bed.
Oh, my goodness.
And you already know what time it is.
You already know what time it is.
Come get some.
And SpongeBob over here is still sitting there. Are you sitting there like, man, this dude need to come on, yo.
Oh, my
goodness,
and your
like, Sean,
yo.
You coming? I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's your family member. Like, man, shoot.
and if you really done crapped out, you got to drive him home.
For sure.
Hey, yo, I get a ride?
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Just lay down and go to sleep on the couch.
Lay down go to sleep on the couch, dog. You
stink bum.
You baboon stick.
I ain't never liked you.
Hey, yo. If you got to take a break, yo. You know what I'm saying? This joint got me freaking doing sit-ups. You know what I'm saying? When we come back.
And eat all your food.
You know what I'm saying?
We're
going to give you.
Eat up all your Hot Pockets. Talk about, you got the pepperoni kind.
And what's crazy is, those are family members. You know you got that food that been sitting around for a minute? Like in the freezer, the can.
Exactly.
They the ones that eat that.
Yes, sir.
You got
sir.
A little mold on it, but he don't care.
You got chicken nuggets been in there for like 4 months.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, go ahead and eat them chicken nuggets. Word. All right.
And everything you say you got, he's talking about that's his favorite.
That's his favorite. So he eat the 8-week-old, he eat the 8-month-old SpaghettiOs with the 4-week-old frozen over chicken nuggets. You know what I'm saying? With the bottom of the Kool-Aid that been in there for about a week and a half.
So he's going to crust it in hard. He's shaking it and putting water on it.
I ain't never had that kind before.
Where they sell us at?
Hey, yo.
Where you buy this
from? Hey, yo, one more thing. Don't let them come for dinner. You ain't got but 5 steaks. You got 5 steaks and 5 people already there.
Exactly.
And he number 6.
And he number 6.
Think he's gonna get something to eat.
And you know,
he's in the cut clock in your steak.
And you know he want a whole one. He ain't going for a half. He want a whole.
Because he's 450.
Oh, word. Good lucky, yo. Good lucky. You try to be hospitable. Oh, good lucky. That's what's up.
Oh, he gonna get his steak. He get up stretching and all that.
Yo, we gotta go.
He gonna wash his hands. What you washing your hands for?
What are you washing? Talking about you got any sanitizer. No, I ain't got no sanitizer. Sit down.
We gotta take a break.
Get out.
We'll be back.
Cause the flow, it gets soupy. Yeah, I meant stupid. Top of the world, I'll access you. See, deliver that thing, Mookie. Yeah, and do the right thing on them. Notify the loser that the winner, he was chosen. Let it be my policy, never back down. Wrote it, write it down. So them clowns wouldn't smile, go. The lemon heads look bitter. No quitting in my blood. Call it running through my system. Call it GPS. I'm going down to my destination. Then arriving at my dream just to show I'm blatant. Jesus gave me all this change. Now I know I'm making white tea. I don't mind them. I bet you say it's sacred. Hey, y'all don't even know the game plan. Going full throttle on each direction till we came, man.
Come on, boys, in your city is to take over.
Take
you
over.
Can run the game high. We coming for you.
Coming
get
for
them
you.
Hands high if you full throttle hey. On them. We full throttle hey. On them. We full throttle hey. On them.
My clique's so live, and we can arrive. When we take over, don't be surprised. My clique's so live, and we can arrive. Full throttle
shoot
on them.
Boys.
So let them save man, behaving like a caveman.
Yes.
Pocket full of blessings, I'm about to make it rain, man. No mission's impossible.
No.
Seeing past the obstacles through my optical vision. He repairs me, Yahshua's technician. Life's ignition, let the keys breathe. Get the twisted, snapping shots of holy out the Sony. You get the picture. Keep my goals inside a cannon, steady aiming at the planets. I'm a double threat like service reps who speak Spanish. Plus English, say the wrong heat and watch it heat. Get distinguished, making music that inspires. Looking for new hires, Y&J. Keep my circle close like campfires. Pliers, hammers, saws, drills, screwdrivers. Simply put, we puts in work till the enemy retires. Slam dunk, shoot through the hoop. Even if I'm tired, modern day Shakespeare. Without an ounce of fear, spitting clear to the rapture and his son both reappear.
Hey, general boys in your city is to take over.
Take
you
over.
Can run the game high. We coming for you.
Coming
get
for
them
you.
Hands high if you full throttle hey. On them. We full throttle
hey.
On them. We full throttle
hey.
On them. General boys in your city is to take over.
Take
you
over.
Can run the game high. We coming for you.
Coming
get
for
them
you.
Hands high if you full throttle
hey.
On them. We full throttle
hey.
On them. We full throttle
hey.
On them.
Hey.
Big talker, big walker. Can't ever soft spoken.
Nope.
Twink said rip it. I'm on my Hulk Hogan.
Got you.
Rejected by the world,
yeah.
But homie, I'm God chosen.
Chosen.
The truth hurts, so I flow like my jaw broken. Stock quoting, tell you about my ups and downs.
Yeah.
How I went from homeless to holding my homies down.
Damn.
How I went from hopeless, hustling, smoking mounds to cooler than I ever been. Hungry with a holy grail. I used to think money would make my mama proud,
yeah.
But I'm still alive, so my hug worth 100,000.
I love you, mama.
Despite the pistols and the knives taken out,
yeah.
Now I die daily, they can't put me in the ground.
Woo.
Count on the kid that you counted out,
yeah.
Overcomer, take over summer and bounce.
Holla.
I refuse to fall, but winter is going down.
It's gonna be a couple.
And I'm hot enough to thaw myself out.
Jungle boys in your city is to take over.
Take
you
over.
Can run the game high. We coming for you.
Coming
get
for
them
you.
Hands high if you full throttle
hey.
On them. We full
over.
Take
you
over.
You can run, but get high. We coming for you.
Coming
get
for
them
you.
Hands high if you full throttle hey. On them. We full throttle hey. On them. We full throttle hey. On them.
Hey. My clique's so alive, and we can't ride. When we take over, don't be surprised. My clique's so alive, and we can't ride. Full throttle on them, YNJ for life.
We over here
freaking coughing.
Coughing up a lung. Cause this joint
hilarious.
Oh my goodness. You know why it's funny? Cause it's true.
The truth is the truth and it shall set you free.
You know what I'm saying? And I told you that we have our new segment.
10 things we found on the internet.
Whenever we got 10 things that we're gonna give you or 10 steps. That's what you're going to hear. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to give you 10 ways to deal with jerky family members. Mm. Okay? These are 10 ways to deal with jerky family members. Number one is to work on accepting them exactly as they are. Okay. Now this is hard.
Very hard.
You know what I'm saying? Because they are exactly how they are. You know what I'm saying?
You can't change that.
And that's what you want to do, change that. But it says acceptance doesn't equal approving or condoning what they do. It just means you stop expecting them to be different than they are. You know what I'm saying? And that helps. It helps, but it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It helps because if you got somebody that you want to get saved, they're a womanizer, you know what I mean? You pray for them, you speak to them about the Lord, but they're a sinner.
Right.
So you accept them as that. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that you expect them to continue to sin. You know what I mean? You really do pray that God will change their heart, but you accept them in the condition that they're in.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so when you see them, I think this is a lot of churchy people, they don't understand this. That when somebody's a sinner, when they're doing dirt, you know what I'm saying? You got to love that person where they are. Not love what they do,
right.
But just accept them as what they are and pray that God will change them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they'll respect you for that. You know what I'm saying? Not mean that you condone what they do. Not mean that you're talking about and bigging up what they do. But, you know what I'm saying? If that's what they do, you know that's what they do, then find something to talk about.
Right.
You know, sports or right. Something else. You know what I'm saying? Just you know. You know what I'm saying? When it gets to the woman talk, you know what I mean? He already know that you don't talk like that.
Right.
He won't even go there. You know what I'm saying? If he sees that you find a common ground. You know what I mean? He might throw something out here and there, but if he throws something out here and there, don't, here we go. You know what I'm saying? Maybe try offering your, because everybody has the freedom to offer their opinion.
Right.
Maybe try offering your opinion as an opinion and not as a sermon. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And so when somebody says, when that person say, man, I'm trying to knock this joint down. You know what I'm saying? Instead of sermonizing like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be doing that. You should be giving your heart to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying all that, what you might want to say is, you know, if he keep going on about it and you know what I mean, Sean? I'd be like, look, I ain't trying to knock nothing down but my wife at home. You know what I'm saying? You can go ahead and knock down what you want to knock down. And, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure that you ain't knocking down no AIDS. You know?
You ain't picking up no AIDS when you knocking something down.
Exactly. See, I make a comment like that. Oh, see. You know what I'm saying? But instead of saying, well, you shouldn't be doing that because the Bible says that a man should be a man of one woman and a woman of one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to hear all that. Just say it in a way that relates. You know what I'm saying? The number two way of dealing with jerky family members is don't take things so personally. It's really not about you. All right? Mm. They get to choose their behaviors, and what they choose is always more of a function of their experiences and their worldview than it's about you. Sometimes people do what they do because that's all they know. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to not take it personal because it's your family.
Right.
It's very hard not to take it personal. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you something that I perfected. know what I'm saying, or something that's not difficult. But what I am telling you is that don't take it personally, because they're doing it because of the way they do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got church members, you got family members, you know what I'm saying, that go to prosperity churches. And they always want to talk about what the Lord done said.
The Lord done told them. He didn't tell you nothing, but he told it to them.
But nothing has come to pass yet. You know what I'm saying? And you get tired of hearing that. You like, hey, yo, this dude, yo, he was a clown. And then you know the church they go to.
Uh-huh. Come on,
you know what I'm saying? And the church is freaking, you know what I'm saying? The hustle temple.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a hustle. You know what I'm saying? Hustle Christian Center. You know what I'm saying? And you know that, and I think that's difficult even in Christian families, knowing family members that go to horrible church with horrible pastors, and they come over your house. Because a God conversation is going to pop out, and he's going to start saying some stuff that he don't know what he's talking about. All he's going to do is repeat what pastor said. You know what I'm saying? But don't take it personally. It's not about you. All right? Number three. On that list. You want to read that? You got that list up, Cook?
Yeah.
No, you don't. What's number three, Drew?
Choose your battles.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, I love this.
Choose your battles, right?
Yeah. Remind yourself that you're leaving town tomorrow and take the high road by letting things go.
Another difficult one.
This is ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying? Choose your battles. You know what I'm saying? Every conversation with this sucky family member don't have to be a fight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes they're going to call you for money, and this is like, I ain't got it. Yeah, but I know. I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Sometimes it's going to be that. Sometimes it's going to be like, money again, Junior? Again? How many times you going to call for? Why ain't got no job? You ain't got to do that every time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to do that every time. Choose your battles, all right? And this kind of ties into the same thing. Number four is guard your energy.
Right.
Decide how you want to feel and consciously, purposely set about to feel that way.
Right.
This is interesting because most of the time our feelings are reactionary. We get into the moment and then we let our feelings take over and then our mind follows behind. You know what I'm saying? Here it says, let your mind take the lead. Decide, that's your mind, how you want to feel and consciously, purposely set about to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Guard your energy, because sucky family members can be exhausting.
Yes, sir.
Take up all your energy.
And so when that person come over, you know you're going to crack a million jokes. You know you're going to try to watch the game. He's going to talk through the whole game. You know what I'm saying? He's going to get up 100 times, walk in front of you. He's going to talk about a movie he watched. It's fourth quarter.
He's going to tell the end of the movie before it happens.
Exactly. It's fourth quarter. Lakers versus Heat. 4 minutes left. The game is tied. You know what I'm saying? And he want to talk about Inception. You know what I'm saying? Just ignore him. Just make up in your mind, I'm just going to ignore this dude.
That's right.
Don't even look at him when he talk.
That's right.
That's one way to deal with a sucky family. Don't even look at him. You know what I'm saying? Just be like,
Yeah, word.
And you hate to be rude to the dude, though.
Yeah, but after a while, but you know what's crazy about that type of sucky family member? Is that don't faze him.
Nah.
He don't see that as rude.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? He'll just keep going.
And tapping you and all that?
Tapping you. Coming, they just slap, smack at. I got dudes from New York. And they'll come and they'll smack, you know what I mean? And they smacking your leg, touching your arm. Every point they got to say. Every point they
say. Keep your hands off of me.
Touching me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm right here.
Lord.
Visualize.
Visualize. And this is kind of another technique, kind of in the same thing. Your basic roots and trunk. I don't know what the heck that means. Who you really are not affected. Basically, who you are is not affected by them. At the end of the day, you have your family. Now this is very difficult because we're talking about family. And there's this whole idea. You know what I'm talking about? Not my brother, not my sister. Those who do the work of the Lord. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I heard somebody say this, and I love this. I love this saying. They said, your family is your family.
Watch your mouth.
Until you get married. Once you get married, you know what I'm saying? Your family becomes your wife and your and, or your husband and your kids.
Right.
And everybody else become relatives.
Mm.
I like that saying. It don't mean that they not family, but they relatives. Because I got to take care of me and mine. I'm right here with me and mine.
Hiya.
You know what I'm saying? Tato. You know what I'm saying? Toto.
Roll the wheel.
You know what I mean? Number six.
Take responsibility.
All right.
Simply and sincerely apologize for any role you may have played in the disagreement so that you can put it behind you and move on. So if you had anything to do with the disagreement, don't, you know, try to highlight the other person's issues and the part that they played in it. Highlight the part you played in it. Take responsibility for that part so that y'all can move on. Because by you taking responsibility, that other person can't argue with you.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you try to point out things that they did, then they got an argument. Oh, I ain't do this. You know what I'm saying? But if you say, all right, I did this, my bad, I apologize, then they have nothing else to do but to accept your apology
right.
and move on.
Exactly. And just because they're a bum don't mean that they can't be right. You know what I'm saying?
Bums, right.
Bums can be right too. Once, you know what I'm saying? Once in a shooting star, they actually can be right on something.
You right.
You know what I'm saying? Number seven, ask, how is the situation perfect? What that means is everyone in your life is here on a purpose. They're all part of a rotating cast of characters perfectly chosen to help you become more of who you really are. I really do believe that. That everybody in our life was placed there to help us become who we are.
Even the nagging people.
Even the nagging, you know what I'm saying? Even SpongeBob. The one that bothers, even the SpongeBobs, you know what I'm saying? Even the couch potatoes.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? The know-it-alls. They're all there for a reason. And, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they won't contribute to your life 100%. Maybe they won't contribute 50%, 10%. But if they can contribute to your life 1%,
right.
there's a thing that says that, I'm reading this business thing, and it talks about people that go to major organizations, leave and start their own company. And it says that 50% of those people that leave Google and start another company, leave Microsoft, leave Apple and start another successful company, 50% of them learn what not to do from the organization they come from.
Mm.
So sometimes you think you go to the organization or you think you're in a family and you want to learn all what to do. You know what I'm saying? But part of life is not always being taught what to do. Part of life, a major part of life, is learning what not to do. You know what I'm saying? A large part of it. And I think we undervalue that part because we say, well, so-and-so ain't teach me this and so-and-so ain't teach me that. Yeah, but you saw when they got drunk and they drove into the tree, you knew what not to do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But for you to go drink and drive into the tree make you more stupid than that person.
Tire.
Well, I never got taught. Yeah, there's some things that we do miss because we didn't get taught. But there's a lot of things we learn. Think about how much we learn from bad than we do from good. And most of the people and the organizational book that I read, it said most of those people that left and started major organizations from another mega organization, 50% of them learn more about what not to do than what to do. You know what I'm saying? And it equally contributed to their organization being successful. All right. So sometimes you learn what not to do from your family members. Don't compare your family members to others. Very hard. Comparing your family members to others is the opposite of accepting them exactly as who they are. Number nine, choose being happy over being right. Since you aren't going to change their mind, why not decide that it's enough that you know when you're right and leave it at that? The Bible talks about this. It says, don't cast your pearls to the swine. Mm. What that basically means is that let them talk.
Let them talk.
Right. Choose to be happy over being right. Okay. Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get back on my feet. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm about to so-and-so word. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, that's what's up. Nah, I can't give you no money for that, but you know what I'm saying? Do your thing. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Agree.
Because I'm not going to get in an argument and be upset. Because we didn't have this conversation 20 times. I don't feel like doing 21 right now. You know what I'm saying? And then the last thing is practice compassion. You know what I'm saying? Although it's hard to give difficult people love, they're the ones who need it the most. You know what I mean? And really, really, that's Jesus.
That's Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Jesus said this. Basically, how would they know you're Christians? It's easy to love those that love you. It's easy to accept those that are friendly to you. You know what I'm saying? But true Christians, true Christianity is accepting those, you know what I'm saying, who would be your enemies. accepting those that may dislike you. He said that's how they'll know that you're different. That's how you know that you're separate. That's how you know that you're salt and you're light. Not because you like somebody that like you. As a matter of fact, Jesus said unbelievers do that.
Come on.
Unbelievers. We got to tape that and put that in a button. Yep. Unbelievers like those that like them.
That's right.
That don't make Christians different. What make Christians different is saying, you know what? It's difficult for me to like you, but I got love for you, so I'm not going to try to start nothing with you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or I'm going to avoid you so I don't get a confrontation with you. Or if I do see you, you know what? I'm going to keep it copacetic. I ain't going to grill you and all that type stuff.
Right.
I ain't got to be all fake and all that, but show some compassion, you know what I'm saying, to those. You know what I mean?
You know they got a problem. They can't help
you. You know they got a problem. They got issues.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got that script? Yeah. What's that script, yo?
What's that script?
Mark 3:31-35.
This is Jesus being mad disrespectful.
Jesus, mother and brothers arrived.
Come on.
Standing outside. They sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, your mother and brothers are outside looking for you.
That's what they said.
And then Jesus said, who are my mother and brothers? He asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will, God's will, is my brother and sister and mother.
Come on.
And I'm going to add to that. If you read the Bible very carefully, you'll always see that Jesus puts a higher emphasis on your Christian brothers and sisters than your unsaved brothers and sisters. It does not mean you do them dirty, but he always puts a priority. Once you read it, he always puts a priority when it comes to love and so on and so forth. He puts a priority on your Christian brothers and sisters than your unsaved ones. Yes, you're supposed to love the unsaved ones, but there's a higher priority. Read your word.
Read your word.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's what it is, man. Hopefully you'll learn how to get along with family members that suck and that helps you a little bit. And that's pretty much it, man. It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shank Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy, you heard me.
And I'm True Asia. And to the quote of the day is, just because someone is a blood relative does not mean that they are family. Family are those who you are one in heart with. Sometimes we have friends who act more like family members than actual family members.
And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
One.
Song one, Get It In by Pro, featuring Susie Rock and D-Mob. Song two is Ice Cream Truck, and that's by Psy. Song three, it's Full Throttle, featuring One Dose, J Life, and Caleb Starr. On it.